Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the Totally Unauthorized Minecraft Fan Show, where we learn about Minecraft from Minecraft fans like you. Let's meet today's Minecrafters.
Hi, my name is Reese.
Miles.
Nikita.
Sylvia.
Zoe.
Hi, my name is Ali.
Iman.
Zach.
Hi, my name is Tadios.
How do you make sure you never go hungry in survival mode? You build a farm. Crops and livestock provide the food you need, along with important crafting materials. Let's start by planting a field.
So what I would do is I would make a small area and put a fence around it and maybe put a gate somewhere.
If you hit the grass with a hoe without breaking it, it's going to turn into this plotted land.
When you use a hoe on grass or dirt, it turns into farmland. What else do we need to make a field?
Try to get some iron for a bucket, get some water and put it in.
And the reason you need water is so that the soil could be rich and wet and becoming the perfect conditions for a plant to grow.
It's kind of like when you're watering a plant at home, for example. The plant needs water so it can grow.
Any block of farmland within 4 blocks of a water source becomes hydrated. You can see the change because the color of the dirt turns from light brown to dark brown. Now, we need something to plant.
If you want to grow wheat, you need seeds. If I just punch the grass you see everywhere.
When you break grass, you get wheat seeds. Plant the seeds in your farmland and you get wheat.
Well, you kind of have to wait a little. 2 Minecraft days.
Crops grow at different speeds depending on your planting pattern and random chance. 2 Minecraft days is about right. When the wheat is fully grown, you can harvest it.
Now, wheat can be made into bread, which is really valuable.
You could farm lots and lots of bread. And if you'd have tons and tons of bread, you can't really run out. And also, I'm pretty sure you could reuse the seeds.
When you break a wheat crop, you get wheat plus more wheat seeds, which you can replant to keep your farm going forever. Farmers often start by growing wheat because the seeds are easy to find. But there are lots of other useful crops.
Well, carrots, first of all, they're good, and they look interestingly orange. But also, they give you a lot of food bars.
Carrots, you get more in one crop. And if you really need food right then and there, you can get them and you could farm them in bulk. So it's faster to get, and if you really just need a lot of food, carrots would be the go-to.
I would have carrots, and I would have potatoes, and I would have... That's it, carrots and potatoes.
Well, really, probably the best one is sugar cane. You use sugar and cake, a lot of things that get a lot of hunger points.
Sugar cane, I think it's really important, the sugar cane, because then you can make paper, which makes a book, which you could use for an enchanting table, and that could really help you.
Melons. When you plant a melon seed, it'll grow into a stem, but on the next block next to it, will grow an actual melon block. But if you break the melon block, you don't have to plant it again. It's just going to keep growing into that block.
Pumpkin can be really good because you can form it into a jack-o'-lantern, and then you can wear it.
If farming crops sounds like a lot of work, there are ways to make your farm automatic.
I found a design for a sugarcane farm. When it grows to a certain height, a piston pushes it, and it goes into a hopper.
But you have to use an observer.
An observer is a device that sends a redstone signal when the block in front of it changes.
When the observer detects that sugarcane has grown 3 blocks high, it will just chop it down with pistons, and so you don't really have to do any work. It just does it for you.
You can also get villagers to do your farm work.
Take a farmer villager and take a normal villager. Put the normal villager in a room and make a window. So the farmer will take all the crops and throw it at the other villager. But since there's glass, he can't throw it. So underneath the glass, you could put like a hopper. That's one way to farm without farming at all.
Also, you could go to a village and either use their farm or steal from their farm.
Do you feel bad about stealing from the villagers?
No.
Because they just regrow it. I've stolen a bunch of carrots, and then the next day I wake up, they already planted some more.
If you want a farm in your house, you can even grow crops indoors.
So you have some sort of mansion, and you have them in your house. They need sunlight or torchlight or some sort of light to grow. I made the mistake of putting them in a dark area one time, but I've learned my lesson.
I build some sort of structure, a glass dome or something so that the sunlight can get in. But it looks interesting. I do cones and domes made out of stained glass or different kinds of glass, and it's just an indoor ecosystem.
We'll get some animals for our farm in a minute, but first, let's take a quiz break. This is your turn to show your Minecraft mastery. I'll give you a clue, and then you say the answer. Ready? Here we go. You can make this color dye from beetroot.
Red.
Use one of these to rename your items.
Anvil.
This kind of rail can make a minecart go faster.
Powered rail.
This mob throws snowballs.
Snow golem.
This special chest is crafted using obsidian.
Ender chest.
When a magma cube dies, it might drop this.
Magma cream.
Our fields are full of crops. Now, how do we get some animals?
Food. You lure them in with food?
If you show an animal the right kind of food, the animal follows you. But how do you know the right kind of food?
Well, different animals need different foods. Honestly, you could look it up, like, oh, what does a pig eat? Carrots and potatoes, cool. Some people just have it as common knowledge, so if you know a friend, ask a friend.
Now, you can lure the animal into a pen.
Before you put any animals in it, you have to make a fence. They're also just going to leave you pretty immediately.
I would try my best to find a carrot and try to get a herd of pigs following me.
Or if you can make one of them fancy leads, you could just leash them and bring them back in.
A lead is another way to get animals into a pen. You can attach a lead to an animal and then bring them wherever you want to go.
I'd use both of my leads to get 2 cows, lead them in, take off the lead, get the lead, go outside of the gate, then shut the gate.
Once you have the animals in a pen, you might want to breed them.
Well, if you take 2 animals, but they're the same animals, like a sheep and a sheep, you can breed them by using what they eat. They make a baby, and then that baby will grow up and you get an infinite animal thing.
So which animals make the most valuable livestock?
Let's say that this is a survival mode. You need an animal that you can get food from. That's the most useful. Number one, I would say, would be cows, because cows, you can get steak, which I'm pretty sure is one of the food items in the game that gives you the most food bars.
Steak! That's our pro tip of the day. Most animals drop some kind of meat when they die. Cows drop raw beef, which you can cook into steak. Chickens drop raw chicken. Pigs drop raw pork chops. Do you know what sheep drop? Sheep drop raw mutton. If you're in a hurry, you can eat the meat raw, but it's better to cook it in a furnace. For instance, raw beef only restores 3 hunger, but if you cook it into steak, it restores 8 hunger. Cooked pork chops also restore 8 hunger. Cooked chicken and cooked mutton both restore 6 hunger. But what if you don't want to kill any of those animals? You can definitely play Minecraft as a vegetarian. Bread restores 5 hunger, and once you have a wheat field, you can quickly fill your chests with stacks and stacks of bread. Of course, animals are good for more than meat. You can use a bucket on a cow to get a bucket of milk.
And milk, if you drink it, it will remove every single effect on you, like poison or regeneration.
And also, there's the chance of you getting leather out of cows, which can be made into armor.
What other animals should you breed on your farm?
If you can't find cows, sheep, because wool, although it's not as much of a value as leather, can be used for beds or just decoration, and mutton is a good food source also.
I would say sheep, because you can use them to make a bed. Then you can, like, sleep instead of having to deal with monsters.
Okay, story. Do you know about the whole Jeb_name tag thing that
yes.
you can do with the sheep?
Yes.
I had this one Minecraft world, and my best friend, she didn't know about the whole Jeb thing, so I decided to prank her by using all of the name tags that we had gotten to name all of the sheep's Jeb_, which makes the sheep start going rainbow. That was fun.
I think pig. My friend, so she had a bunch of pigs, so she kept breeding them and then trapped the little one there so she could eat the little one. And then basically it's like a whole entire cycle.
That's pig abuse.
Whichever crops and animals you choose, once you have a working farm, you'll never go hungry.
You don't want to have a famine.
If you make a farm, you don't have to go out there, find an animal, kill it, because it will take long. But farm is like right in front of you. You hit it. You get it, and you got food.
How about you? Have you ever made a working farm? Which crops did you grow? Which animals did you keep? What else would you like to add? Now, here's a story from Ali about pranking a friend.
I remember this prank I pulled off on my friend when I was 9. It was super hilarious. So my friend had this Minecraft world for as long as Minecraft has been out. So it had a lot of things and really meant a lot to him. So he gave me operator controls so I could do whatever I want. I wanted to make a surprise for him. So I used world edit and covered his entire world in TNT. But I'm not a cruel guy, so I saved his world before he enters the world and I destroy everything. So he entered it, and I made him step over this pressure plate, and he just watched in misery as his whole world exploded into oblivion. He was super angry. He was destroying his microphone and his keypad. But in the end, I just told him to reload his page, and everything was back there and normal. So I just remember this one fun time I had with my friend.
On the next show, we'll take a voyage on the Minecraft ocean. Until then, here's a challenge for you. In a survival world, start a farm of your own. Try to plant at least 2 fields with 2 different crops and build a pen with at least 10 animals. Happy crafting!